I don't see how you did this to him.
Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today? Excuse me? This is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Oh, hi, Brittany. I hope you can assist me. I'm calling for my mom, who's sitting right here next to me. And she accidentally somehow enrolled herself in some sort of gadget club when she clicked on an advertisement for a Wi-Fi booster, and she apparently, in saying she accepted that purchase, signed herself up for this club, and we are trying to get a refund of the entire $150. That she has, unbeknownst to her, was taken out of her account.
Okay.
My mother is a senior citizen on a fixed income who is not used to purchasing things online, but in fact what she did was clicked on an advertisement on Amazon that was clearly kind of designed for people who were not sort of understanding what to do during their, not used to shopping online.
All right, yes, ma'am. Can you provide your first and last name, please?
Sure. The last name is Boskin, B-O-S-K-I-N. The first name is Gertrude, G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E.
All right, thank you. And the address, please?
The address is 4701 Date Avenue, Unit 103, La Mesa, California, 91942.
All right, thank you. All right, so locate an account here for the Wi-Fi booster. I am looking here, and I do see where a full refund was issued for $49.97. As of today, how can I assist you today?
Well, I would like the refund for November, December, and January. She purchased this item, I believe, back in November and didn't realize until February that $50 a month was coming out of her charge card.
Yes, ma'am. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Did you tell Myrna what happened? Did you tell Myrna?
No.
Consumer gadget, trendy discount goods.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am. I'm looking at your account. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
What's the name of their company?
They say that their company is
I'm
called
still
Trendy.
Here, okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Yep. They say it's called Trendy Discount Good.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I was looking at the account here. It does show that you do qualify for a second refund, which would be a 35% refund on that charge.
What does that mean?
It means I can issue 35% of her refund back to her. It shows she'll be getting a full refund for $49.97, and that was done as a courtesy. Normally, the only thing that we can normally do is do a 35% refund on these charges. Are you still there, ma'am?
Yeah, so they've taken $150 out of her account, but she would get $150. So she would get $50 back. So basically she paid $100 for a $20 item.
Let's see. So she'll be getting a total refund of $67.24.
$67.24 on top of the February refund that she got, or no?
Yeah, so that's included. The $67.24 is included with the February refund as well.
The February refund of the additional $25?
Yes.
So she's paid, she originally, by the time she realized it, had paid $200 for this probably $20 item.
Yeah, so it was a 14-day, so for the shipping and handling, it was $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster. Then 48 hours later, they would charge her $49.97 for joining our Best Consumers Gadgets Club, where they will send her a $125 gift card to use on the online web store where she can order stuff with that gift card.
She doesn't want that. She never wanted to join a consumer gadget club. She doesn't need any gadgets. She doesn't need anything else where she would then have to pay shipping and handling. She doesn't need anything. She's actually no longer even able to stay in her apartment. She needs to get rid of things, not have things. She is a senior citizen on a fixed income who thought she was buying an item that's valued at about $20. And has somehow now been billed $200 for it, and she's going to be able to get $60 back.
All right, ma'am. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Treat a senior citizen that way.
Sure. Could you hold, please? Thank you. And also,
sure.
I would like to let you know that if your mom wouldn't agree to the terms and conditions, she would have never received the Wi-Fi booster, and she would have never received a charge for $7.45 or $49.97. But if you could hold for one moment, I can reach out to my billing department to see if I can get her more of a refund. Please hold.
So far, all I've gotten you is another $40.
All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I did speak with the billing department, and they did advise me that I could do a 50% refund on that charge of $49.97, which will be a refund for $24.99. So let's see here. So it'll be a total refund of $74.96 altogether.
I mean, I'm just, I don't even know what to say. There was this advertisement that was on Amazon that was designed to confuse people, just like my mother, who's a senior citizen on a fixed income who lives in a tiny place who doesn't need gadgets. and somehow, unbeknownst to her, signed up for some gadget club, and in return got a $20 item that she's paid over $200 for, and you're offering $70 back. I want to undo this whole thing. Do you want your Wi-Fi booster back? This is not how you should be treating this 83-year-old woman who is not savvy on the internet and just clicked on an advertisement.
I do apologize.
Nobody who doesn't need stuff would ever do that. This is criminal to treat people like this.
No, ma'am, it's not criminal. She wouldn't agree to the terms and conditions. She wouldn't ever receive
criminal.
The products.
Let me just... You could have your freaking product back. I understand that this is just your job, but I am telling you, my mother is a senior citizen on a fixed income who doesn't have space in her place in a senior community for gadgets. And you're telling me that if this is just an okay way, because you know, and I know, that this advertisement was clearly placed to mislead people in the way it was worded. And because somewhere she clicked the box that say, and then clicked accept and get your thing, that she would ever agree, because you know that she wouldn't ever agree to it. You know actually that nobody would ever agree to it, and that the only people who would agree to it were people who don't understand it. That kind of advertising that's designed to mislead people who don't understand, who are senior citizens, that is an illegal contract. That is criminal. That is stealing money from senior citizens. I can't even figure out what, you know, I'm trying to figure out where your company is actually located so that I can file a complaint to get her entire refund back. And you could tell me where I could ship the darn stupid gadget that's probably not even worth $20. That is crazy. This is a crazy conversation. And you could tell me again and again and again that she agreed to some terms. And I'm going to tell you again and again and again she did not understand the terms she was agreeing to, and that whoever wrote that contract and designed your ad knew she would not have understood what she was agreeing to. And that is why you should do the right thing and give this woman who is on a fixed income back her entire money. This is a crazy conversation we're having.
Yes, well, I can go ahead and issue a full refund of $49.97. It'll be back in her account within 7 to 10 business days.
For each of the months they took it out?
It'll be she's getting a total of 2 refunds in full for $49.97. Be back in her account within 7 to 10 business days.
Well, I appreciate that, Ms. Floor Leader from Trendy Discount Good.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah. No, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye.